Like my Megillah and Daf Zayin Amud Aleph is trying to figure out how do we know that Esther was said Baruch HaKadosh. And after bringing a whole list of drashas, the Gemara brings down a drasha from Shmuel, that Shmuel learns it from the fact that it says in the Megillah, Kimu v'kibla ha'yehudim, Kimu l'mala mashu kibla l'mata. They're Mekayim and Shemayim, but we were Mekabel down here. And he means to say, how do we know what happened in Shemayim? It must be that it was written Baruch HaKadosh, and that is the right that Esther is Baruch HaKadosh. And Rava ends off, and he says, L'kula islo pircha l'var midu shmur l'leislei pircha. Every single drasha the Gemara brought has a pircha. There's a kasha in it. It's not such a great drasha, except for Shmuel's drasha, which has no pirchas. This is a good source that Esther is written Baruch HaKadosh. So Tysus over here has a kasha that L'chai Shmuel also has a pircha. There's a very, very strong pircha on Shmuel, very big question, because the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Beches learns a different drasha from these very words of Kimo v'kimo ha'yehudim, over here, the Gemara darshins that it means that in Shemayim they're maskim to our Kabbalah of Purim. But the Gemara in Shabbos says a whole different drasha. It says Amar Rava, Afal Pichin Hara Kiblu B'Me'ach Hashverish, the Chesiv Kimu V'Kimu Yehudim Kimu Mashi Kiblu Kfar. Famous statement of Rava that the Yidim were Mekabel the Torah again at the days of Ahashverish, as it says Kimu V'Kimu Yehudim, which means we were Mekayim on Purim, what we were Mekabel earlier, which means we're re-Mekabel the Torah on Purim after a Mekabel at Har Sinai. So from these very words, the Gemara has a whole different drasha. L'chai, that's a big pircha, that's a big question. How can you darshan two things from one pasuk? It's like Fractisis over here and in Shabbos. And it's Yaduah, there's a beautiful teretz on the Gra that the Gra said on this kasha. It's brought down a different swarm. The Cheshek Shalom over here brings it down, and the Gra said like this. He said that this pasuk of Kimu V'Kibla Yehudim, if you look in the Megillah, it's really a kriyuch sif. The kri of the pasuk is Kimu V'Kibel HaYehudim, Lashon Yachid. That's the way it's written, but the way we read it is Kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim lashon rabim, v'kibel is read v'kiblu lashon rabim. So it's written v'kibel, and it's read v'kiblu. So Zakhtar Gra, when you have a kri uksiv, basically what you have is essentially you have two different sukkim. You have the kri of the pasuk, and you have the ksiv of the pasuk, and each one deserves its own drasha. So Zakhtar Gra, these are not two different drashas in one pasuk. One drasha is coming from the ksiv, and one drasha is coming from the kri. So the Gemara Megillah, the darshan's kimu l'malam ashkimu l'mata, that is from the kri of the pasuk, from the word v'kiblu, kimu v'kiblu. The Gemara in Shabbos is darshaning from the ksiv, from the kimu v'kibel, to tell us that they're mekabel now, what they're mekabel already then at Har Sinai, and therefore there's no pircha over here. It's two totally separate drashas, and there's no problem whatsoever. Then the Gra goes on to say a beautiful thing, that it's mamash meduktak lahafli in the Gemara. If you look in the Gemara over here, the Lashon of Gemara is that it says Shenamar Kima V'Kibla Yehudim. Lashon of Gemara, when you quote the pasuk, is Shenamar. If you look in the Gemara in Shabbos over there, the Lashon of the Gemara is Amar Rava, Afal Pichin Hada Kibla B'Me'achashvesh, Dechsiv Kima V'Kibla Yehudim. It doesn't say Shenamar, it says Dechsiv. So Halon Dabar, what's the pshat that over here it says Shenamar and over there it says Dechsiv? Why does Gemara change the Lashon it uses to quote the pasuk? Zok de Gra, it's very meduyek. Over here in the Gemara in Megillah, we're darshaning the Kri, the Amira, the way you say it. So therefore it says Shenamar. It's said, it's referring to the Amira specifically. Mashenken and Shabbos are darshaning the Ksiv, not the Kri, and therefore it's very meduyek that the Gemara uses Lashon Dechsiv and not Shenamar to show us that we're focusing on the Kri of the Pasuk, the Ksiv of the Pasuk, not the Kri, and therefore in Shabbos it says Dechsiv, Mashenken over here it says Shenamar because we're focusing on the Kriya. Beautiful has been a beautiful diuk from the Gra. I saw a shtark akasha on this gra from Rav David Kohn Shlita. This is printed, the Baal Gvul Yaibetz, this is printed in the Yeshurin, Chelek Hei, the Torah journal Yeshurin. In Chelek Hei, a couple of chalakim over there were dedicated to the Torah of the gra. And they have, there's a whole shtickle over there printed from Rav David Kohn of different ha'aris on Chidushim of the gra. And this is one of the Chidushim, it's on Chelek Hei, page Taf Lamed Zayin. He brings the gra and he asks two kashas on him. One is from the Gemara Ksubas and Daf Mem Dalet on the base, where the Gemara is referring to the Ksivu Kri of the word Nar. It's written Nar, and we read it Naira, and the Lashon of the Gemara is Kol Makom Shenamar Nar, Afilu Ketana B'Mashma. So it's referring to the Ksiv, and it says Shenamar, Lefi the Gra. The Chayit should say the Ksiv, not Shenamar, because this is referring to the Ksiv. And then he brings another Kasha, which is probably a lot of rise to this, but he quotes the Gemara in Daf Yitzayin Beis, and in the Megillah, where the Gemara has a whole sugya over there, quoting different psukim, and it seems to be that it's shalei bedikduk. The Gemara switches back and forth between the chsiv and shenamar, so it doesn't seem to be something that the Gemara is medaktik in. The Gemara says that It's talking about the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, and then it says Tichsev and another pasuk. Then it says Shenamar. So Gemara goes back and forth. So it seems to be that the Gemara is not medayik in how it uses these lashanas of Tichsev and Shenamar. Therefore, it's fair to say that the Gemara did a bedafka over here. Lagabe this kriyuk siv. Those are his two haris on the Gra. I thought Lachari could be miyashav of the Gra like this, that the Avada the Gra doesn't mean to say that every single time in Shas where it says the Chsev or Shenemer, it's bedikta. You know, perhaps it is. Maybe someone could go through and work it out. Why, if there's some mahalach, why the Gemara switches from the Chsev Shenemer? But the Gra is not necessarily saying that. The Gra is saying that over here, when you have one drasha, and in that drasha itself, there's a Kriyan Chsev, and the Gemara one time says the Chsev and one time says Shenemer, then Haloi Davahu, then it has to be bedikduk. It must be that there's a reason why the Gemara did it, and it would be mistaber that one is referring to the Kriyan, one is referring to the Chsev. So it's only when you have one Pasuk being used, being darshan, and in that same Pasuk the Gemara switches and is not consistent, then that must be a some remez over that the Gemara is teaching us that Bedafka one time it says the Chsiv, one time it says Shenamar. But a random Pasuk, which is just quoted Stam, it's not quoted twice, is the Gemara is not going to necessarily be medactic to say the Chsiv or Shenamar, and therefore it's not shver from the Gemara Dafi Zayin. And also the Gemara in Ksubis, again, the Gemara over there is just saying one drasha from the word nar. So if it's just saying one drasha, the Gemara could say either way, the Chsiv or Shenamar. When the Gemara goes out of his way to Bedafka saying one time the Chsiv, one time Shenamar, that means that the Gemara is trying to focus Bedafka on either the Kriya or the Ksiva. Bechlal, the Gemara in Ksubis, it's a little bit of a different context. The Gemara is not saying Shenamar nar, it's sort of making a statement. Kol makam Shenamar nar. Anytime it says nar in the Torah, this is the din. So it's not using it as we usually use the word Shenamar in Shas, quoting a pasuk, but it's referring to how this nar is written in the Torah, so it might bechlal be different than the regular shenamar, but al kapanim that could be a yushuv for the gra, and that is his beautiful hesber to answer Tysus's kasha.